Today is Wednesday, April 17th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Banana Day. It's also National Crawfish Day, National Cheese Ball Day, and National Haiku Poetry Day. Let's see, I'm going to ask, so I remembered something. I'm going to tell ChatGPT, create a haiku about burgers. I'll tell you why in a moment. Juicy patty rests, lettuce and tomato dance, buns hold dreams within. I'll say try another one. Let's see. Grilled whispers of beef, sesame seeds dot the sky, bite the world, stand still. That one was not as good. So the reason that I'm asking ChatGPT to create a haiku about burgers is because I remembered where we ate on Friday night. We had, with Daniel, so we went to a place called Edison's. Let's see. The Edison. It's an industrial gothic-themed hotspot for classic American cuisine, signature cocktails, and live entertainment. They had a guy singing. It was steampunk-themed. It was super cool. Steampunk, techno kind of theme. Really nice. You go down this grand staircase into the dining area. And we got our seat. We ordered some appetizers and a drink. I don't remember what drink I ordered, but I did order a cocktail. And I got the appetizers we got the pretzel. And Daniel ordered the spinach. I believe it was like a spinach artichoke dip. The pretzel came hanging on this wire hanger thing. And it was a huge pretzel, one of those soft pretzels. It was really good. The thing about it, though, is once you eat part of the pretzel, you're constantly trying to balance the pretzel on this wire hanger so it doesn't fall on the table. But we managed. We did not get it. So it was good. I got the Edison burger. It was super good. It had like fried onion straws and a special sauce and it had bacon and tomato and pickle and lettuce, and it was really good. I really enjoyed it. So I it was driving me crazy that I couldn't remember what that was, but there you go, the Edison. And then we did go and get cookies afterwards to take home with us before we recorded. And the cookies, I believe, I'm looking here on their website, the Disney Springs website. I'm looking to see if I can find where we got the cookies. I'm looking. I may not find it. I'm not seeing it, so I may not remember. I don't remember the name of it. But anyway, I got a couple of really big cookies to take home. And then we recorded the show. And then on Saturday, I'll go back to Saturday now. And so we parted ways with Rodan and Darwin, and then we continued our Epcot tour. We were at Epcot until around 7:30 or 8 p.m. Guardians was one of the last things that we did. There was a little bit of a wait for Guardians because we did have a fast pass or something like that, but there was a little bit of a wait there, but it's air conditioned, so it was so good because it was so hot outside and so sunny. And the sun in Florida feels like it feels like a laser beam hitting you. I don't know that I've felt hotter heat anywhere other than Florida. I was in the Philippines. Did not feel as hot as Florida. I'm sure there are other places that feel hotter or are as hot, but Florida is so hot. Orlando is so hot. How hot is it? So anyway, then after we finished, we had dinner with Taylor, and so we had to jet over to, now I'm going to forget the name of the man, I'm forgetting everything, Polynesian, the Polynesian, that is literally the name. And we had a reservation at Ohana, which is the Polynesian. Daniel described it as kind of like a Texas Day Brazil or like a churrascaria. But it is. I mean, they do bring out meat, but it's got a very Polynesian spin on it. They bring out this bread, this pineapple bread that's got pineapple baked in it. Really good, with butter, with some kind of honey or something on top of it. And then you order your drink, and everything is, you don't order anything. They just bring things to you. Now, they don't do the, like a lot of Brazilian steakhouse type things, they would normally bring out these skewers, and you would say, yeah, I want some of that. Yeah, I want some of that. They don't do that here. They brought out a thing with vegetables. It had chicken wings. It had gyoza or dumplings, fried dumplings, and it had noodles. Oh my God, I love Asian noodles. And the thing that was so much better about these noodles than other places, for instance, Panda Express, which I think we're having tonight for dinner, their chow mein noodles actually taste pretty good, but they put all of this cabbage and other junk in there, and I just want noodles. I don't want anything else. And so... They had just noodles with the sauce, whatever the sauce was. And so it was so good. There was no cabbage in there. There was just noodles. And you could order as much of it as you wanted. I asked for seconds. And then they bring out the various meats. You tell them, I don't think you tell them anything. They just bring out meats. They brought shrimp, which I don't eat unless we're at like a chef's table or something. So I didn't eat the shrimp, but they had a beef that was very tender, had like a teriyaki sauce on it. They had a chicken with a really good sauce on it. There was, I can't remember what else, but anyways, there was a lot of meat. And you eat that, you have your noodles, you have all of that stuff. And it was really good. It was really good. I enjoyed it a lot. The bread was great. And then they bring out this big bread pudding. And I think the bread pudding is probably made from leftover pineapple bread from the first course. But it was really good. It has vanilla ice cream on it, a hot caramel sauce. So good. And to top it all off, we had dinner with Taylor, the latte boy. Unfortunately, Babalu was not able to come. But we had dinner with, I don't know if I said lunch. I feel like I might have said lunch. But we had dinner with Taylor. And we did offer for Taffy to be able to come and take Babalu's seat, but she declined. That's okay though. I just want to say publicly now, I've given Taylor a really hard time about them being the popular clique that I'm not a part of. But he drove a 4-hour round trip just to come have dinner with me. And it was a lot of fun. We had a really good time. We had a good conversation. It was great. The food was great, and we got to see a little bit of the fireworks before dinner from the windows of the Polynesian. So that was cool. And yeah, it was a good time. Overall, really good day. Really good day at Disney. One day is perfect. Got all my steps in and it was all great. And then on Sunday, what did we do on Sunday? I'm trying to think now. What did we do on Sunday? We did the boat on. Oh yeah, we had a show. So Sunday I got up even later. I think Daniel and Zach were up way before me. I get the impression that I sleep later than they do, because every time I got up, they were already awake. That's okay though. I like my sleep, and we were going to bed fairly late every night. So we got up, we had lunch at Culver's. So we had two or three different restaurants already. So it was good to just have a break and just have like fast food. The Culver's was good. And then we had a show in Orlando at the Walt Disney Theater. It was put on by the local university theater department, but it's apparently a really big theater department. And it was Sweeney Todd. And I had never seen Sweeney Todd. It's very dissonant, it's a musical about murder, basically. And eating people's flesh, basically. I mean, Sweeney Todd kills people and then they bake them into pies. But, you know, and you could tell that it was college students performing, but they were really good. The set was really good. The seats were great. The set was great. Daniel and Zach hated it. They did not like the music and they did not like the story. Because it was so dissonant and there are a bunch of, you know, weird chords and minor keys and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. I was okay with it. I enjoyed it. And I wouldn't say it's at the top of my list of musicals that I've ever seen, but I did enjoy it. And the theater is great. The theater was really nice and it was a good experience. Good seats overall, and it was all good. They valet parked because Daniel had paid for the valet ticket. And then we had a special dinner plan that was a surprise that I'll have to talk about in tomorrow's show. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.